One of our feature displays here in the Heritage Building is the recreation of the Leland House. The Leland House was the last stagecoach stop here in Springville. This building was built in 1879, and it burned down in 2006. But over the years, this was the restaurant, the local watering hole, the places where people gathered for a delicious dinner, or just to gather and socialize. This is a half-scale replica of the Leland House. The Leland House actually was 42 feet tall. Our model here is approximately half that size at 21 feet. While the restaurant was on the left-hand side of the Leland House, the Dan Patch Bar was on the right-hand side. And if you look in the window on the right, you will see a large blown-up photograph of the Dan Patch Bar. On the right, in the Dan Patch Bar, you see some stools with various names on the back, Marcia, Esther, etc. Some people think maybe these were the ladies of the village that frequented the Dan Patch Bar. But actually, what those are is those are cowhide seats on those chairs. And those were Bill Bensley's cows who were gracious enough to donate their hide for the chairs. A brief story here about the Leland House. When the volunteers were creating the Leland House display, we ran out of original clapboards. So we put the word out in the community that we needed some old wooden clapboards. And lo and behold, we got a telephone call. One Sunday night, a fellow called me and he says, "Hey Joe," he says, "you might want to go down on North Central. Somebody's tearing down a house and it's got white clapboards on." My wife and I went down the next morning, found the house. The second floor was already torn off. Those clapboards were pretty much broken up and in a dumpster. But the first floor was still there. We grabbed a piece of cardboard, scribbled on it, "Stop what you're doing and call me. The Concord Historic Society wants your clapboards." Later that afternoon, I got a telephone call. When I got down there, I explained what we were doing and that we wanted some old clapboards for our recreation of Leland House. He graciously told us we could take anything we wanted. Several volunteers and our wives started taking these clapboards off. Now, this was a plank house, and underneath these white clapboards that you're seeing, the plank walls were covered with newspapers. Some of these newspapers were kind of interesting reading, but the one that really caught our eye was dated March 4th, 1890. So that newspaper, for 126 years, was right behind these white clapboards. And the most interesting thing, on the front page of the Springville Herald from 1890, was a picture and obituary. It said, "Young Abraham Lincoln dies." Abraham Lincoln's grandson had passed away, and it told that he was in a coma for 2 days and who was by his bedside when he died. We do have a copy of that newspaper that we can show you here at the display of the Leland House.